This episode of the Reg Stick Podcast, sponsored by El Rio Grande Mexican Restaurant. If you're looking for authentic home-style Mexican food and the best margaritas you'll ever salt your lips with, go see our friend Raul Urdiales and the fun-loving staff at Baton Rouge's oldest Mexican restaurant, El Rio Grande. 8334 Airline Highway, just north of Florida, across from Frank's.
Welcome to the Reg Stick Podcast. Today's guests are Sonny Weathers of Sonny's Disposition fame and music snob columnist Stephanie Landry. Now here's your host, the Reg Stick's comedian-in-chief, Jeremy White.
So we can go ahead and start because we are rolling here at El Rio Grande, 8334 Airline Highway. I'm your host, Jeremy White. And to my right is...
Stephanie Landry.
Hey, Stephanie Landry, our second female on the show. How about that? And to the far right over there...
Sonny. Sonny. Nobody needs to know me.
Yeah.
Before we get too far into this, I would just really like to say, men, if you are not involved in the rodeo or country and western music, stop fucking wearing denim shirts. Please, God, stop wearing denim shirts. I've had this conversation with you about cut-off jean shorts. Actually, just really any jean shorts after 8th grade. If you're a fucking adult male, throw away your jean shirts. Thank you.
Okay.
Well, if you work in a plant.
That's a little PSA from Sonny Weathers there.
You wear flannel if you work in a plant. I worked in a plant, we wore flannel.
Either
you
that or...
You don't wear a denim shirt.
Tacky,
or you wear a tie-back.
Or khaki, yeah.
Well, they give you tie-back suits to wear a lot of times.
Oh, yeah.
Denim material is for
people. Where are you at that you see this?
Fucking Baton Rouge. That's where.
Yeah.
Everywhere except for plank and scene at gas stations.
Oh, my God. Okay, yes. I guess we'll go ahead and talk about that since that's what everyone in town has been talking about. In case you haven't heard by now, was it Sunday night?
Yeah,
Monday night, whenever it was. Was the couple from out of town? I didn't get that. They were from here in town.
They're from here. They don't want to be identified yet.
They don't want to be identified yet, but they knew.
Oh wait, they were from out of town. I thought they were local.
That's what I'm saying. They are local. I'm sorry.
Okay,
I misspoke.
Yeah.
They are local.
You may have said that, and I just didn't.
What you have is you have a white couple driving. Through a traditionally black part of town near Plank and Scenic, and I knew exactly what Chevron station it was. It's right there when the Governor's Mansion curve turns back to due north, like you're going to the airport, and you can probably see it from the interstate. They stopped there to get some gas. Apparently they were on fumes. The guy didn't pay attention. Some men, not all, some. They're like Cosmo Kramer. Some of them are like Cosmo Kramer, and they want to try to go to the fumes and just push it. That's their thrill seeking. That's their X Games.
I have 40 more miles.
Exactly. That's their version of the X Games. That's how they channel. They vicariously live like Shaun White.
I do like to live dangerously.
Yeah. So they stop for fuel at the Chevron at the corner of Plank and Scenic at night. It's a white family, a white man with his wife and his two white daughters.
Right.
And the man's wearing a pink shirt. So he gets out, he goes, he tries to pay by credit card at the pump, and it's a Chevron. Surprise, surprise, the thing's fucking broken.
Oh, I thought you meant it's broken because it's Plank and Scenic.
Well, that too. Yeah, everybody pays cash over there.
Yeah, I was going to say, somebody realized they were like...
It probably never worked.
Yeah. Who needs a credit card machine when you're buying just $5 of gas at a time?
They would have fixed it, but nobody... nobody knew it was broken.
Nobody knew it was broken. Exactly. How did they know it was broken? And then also, to come to find out later on, the security camera was broken.
Wow.
Imagine that. That's a shocker. So the guy is standing in line to pay for his fuel and just minding his own business. And apparently the guy, this black guy who had been released from jail is a long
rapture. How do you know he's black? I never saw that on the news.
Well,
they
showed a picture in the Advocate.
Yeah, but any article you read about it.
I didn't mention his car. Yeah, didn't mention anything.
They say the white victim, but you don't see anything about the black assaulter.
No. And, what's his name, Dickinson or something like that?
I don't remember the name.
Something
I know
Ray.
There was a female and a male.
They were standing in line. He said it was the best of times, it was the worst of times, motherfucker.
Dickinson. And so the guy apparently started fucking with him about his pink shirt, said he was in the wrong neighborhood.
He was.
And yes, he was in the wrong neighborhood. Yeah.
It don't get much more wrong than that.
Yes.
Like, usually you're, like, there to score.
True. True. Yeah. And so the guy gets his ass whooped 2 or 3 times. He hits the deck. Next thing he knows, he wakes up in the hospital. The wife jumps in. She gets her ass beat. She gets staples in her head. The 14-year-old daughter tries to jump in there. They hit her in the gut and the face or something.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And it wasn't just the original guy. He had two buddies. He had two buddies with him. And the other daughter was in the vehicle, and she called 911.
At least one of his kids was smart.
At least
somebody
that would
in that family was smart.
I'd be locking the van doors, Mom, Dad.
Right. The first daughter came by her stupidity, honestly, because look at what Mom and Dad did.
Yeah, if the wife and daughter really wanted to help, they'd have just kind of cracked the windows and yelled, "Look out!" But how do you not know that? I don't know. I understand, like, it's not politically correct to be like, well, he was in the wrong neighborhood. But you were in the wrong neighborhood.
You were in the wrong neighborhood. Like, does not excuse at all what the thugs did.
Look,
animals
not at
need
all.
Be, they need to be put out of their misery. And
it's not even just him being stupid. It's him being stupid with other people.
With his wife and his kids.
If it's me and I got to get gas, yeah, guess what? I'll hop off at Plank and Scenic and roll into a gas station.
Because
I don't give a fuck.
Mm-hmm.
But if I had anybody else in the car with me, negative.
Right.
Negative.
It's just...
There's a long stretch there without any gas stations. That's all I
can say. We have Jeffrey Stanford in our audience here today. We appreciate him joining. And Jed Kendall, our writer. And be looking for Jeff next year on the ballot for U.S. Senate. He'll be running against incumbent Mary Landrieu.
And here's all you need to remember.
Bill Cassidy.
Vote for
Dr.
people that aren't part of a existing political party.
There you go. And that's what Jeff represents. We appreciate you coming out, man.
I'm happy to be here.
And we may have some input later on some other issues. But I don't want to blame the victims. But there is such a thing as discretion and judgment.
Look,
and mitigating the risk to you and your fucking family.
I don't believe in that whole she was asking for a thing whenever
no.
it comes
but,
to...
But am I wrong? About 6 months ago, a black fuel delivery driver got murdered down there.
I don't remember that.
Exactly right.
Dumping gas.
On government
streets. So not very far.
Yeah.
Wow.
So, I mean, it's not like you don't know living here.
Right. And so that's why I was wondering if they were from here, because if they're not, you can kind of understand, well, we don't know that that's a bad part of town. I just need fuel before I run out. But if you know part of town it is, and you're with your wife and your kids, and you're wearing a pink shirt, take your chances on fumes.
Yeah, you better call a buddy with a gas can.
Yeah.
And you can't, you know...
What time of night was this? Because that's what I haven't heard.
I don't know.
It doesn't matter if it's noon on Easter Sunday. Mm-hmm. You keep driving. You get out and push. But here's the thing. Here's like, oh... Even if you are from out of town, you don't have to be from
drive,
in town
right.
to know that that's a bad neighborhood.
No.
Whenever you get out, whenever you're getting off that interstate and you like look left, look right, you ought to know. I better just hit that on ramp again and try and coast somewhere.
When you're at an intersection and 3 of the 4 corners are occupied by check cashing places,
or bail bonds,
that's probably not a good part of town to be in.
No, and nobody's saying that you shouldn't be able to stop at any location.
Right, you
we're
should
just
be
saying,
able to stop at any location.
You know,
there's one place.
You're taking a chance, and you're taking a chance with your kids. I don't bring my kids to the
ghetto. The governor's mansion is the only mansion there, though. You know what I'm saying? Like,
yeah, that's the only mansion
in
that area.
Steel Boulevard is really nice, but it backs up to Valley Park.
Right.
I'm going to go hanging out over there.
I like to go to the zoo every now and then. I don't like to go 2 blocks from the zoo, though.
Yeah.
Right.
Hey, Cleo Fields still lives in his neighborhood. He lives right there by Avery's Deli at Hollywood and McClellan. Of course, he's got a 10-foot wrought iron gate and 3 state troopers in the parking lot at all times.
That's exactly.
And
circle drive.
Right. Off of
motion detectors.
Yeah. Right, right. And doesn't Kip still live up in Scotlandville?
Does
he? I think he still does.
I thought he lived at Tsunami.
That he does. He does live at Tsunami. Good point. Wherever there are white women, that's where you'll find Kip Holden. That's his home. That's
Jeremy
our mayor.
White, ladies and gentlemen. Jeremy Alexander White.
Yes.
I'm assuming
license
it's
plate.
So
Social Security number.
Yes.
LifeLock member.
By the way, I've gotten called 2 days in a row from some number in Monroe. They're looking for a Jeremy White, some kind of an account, and they're giving a birthday in 1975.
Do they say Jeremy or Jeremy?
They say Jeremy White. It's from Monroe, and they're looking for a Jeremy White. Apparently, somebody owes them money that's named Jeremy White, and they say they give a birthday.
Why don't you just get their account number and say, I'll transfer it to you, and then we just wire their money out of there.
What?
They say you owe them money.
No, they're saying a Jeremy White owes them money.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. Say, I'm Jeremy White. Give me your account number.
Oh, but they give the birthday, and it's 5 years off. And I'm like, neither my wife nor I. But the thing was, they called me last night, like 7. And I explained to them, I said, that's not me. My birthday is not. It's in 1970, not 1975. And they're like, oh, I'm so sorry, sir. This was the number we had for your records. Blah, blah, blah. 14 hours later, I get a call from the same fucking people with the same spiel. I'm like, I just told you people last night, it's not me. Now leave me the fuck alone.
Whoa, hey.
They do it a third time.
Have you Googled the number to see if it's like a business?
It is a business. I call them back and it's like, oh.
What's the business?
Well, I forget the name of it, but I've got it on my, I'll look it up. It's on my phone.
You got a podcast we're listened to by tens of people.
I know.
We could all call them and harass them.
I can give you the number if you want. I'll look it up real quick, and we can put it out on the podcast.
You know what else is a bad thing to happen?
What's that?
If you've ever sold a car, and somebody has taken it down to the French Quarter and gone the wrong way down the road.
Oh, and they get a ticket.
And hurt people and been, like, put up in a tow yard. What they'll do is everybody that's ever on the papers for that car,
they'll
send you the bill for towing.
Oh, wow. Did not know that. Nice. I do know that if you ever total your vehicle, get the license plate off of that sucker. Because what will happen is a lot of times they'll resell it, salvage it.
Well,
and
you're
then
supposed
to
turn it in, I believe. You have to.
Well,
yeah,
you
but
can
you
insurance. Just you take the license plate off of there just for safety reasons. And somebody will salvage it and go do something with it, and it'll get fucked up and maybe hurt somebody. You want proof that, no, I have the license plate off. Anyway,
I sold the Jeep, and for like 3 years after that, the DMV was calling me. I was like, I sold it. I'm sorry he didn't get insurance on it. You got paperwork with his name. Middle weather, we're going to need you to come on down here and talk to us. Like, what the fuck for?
Yeah. Because you're the only one they have a name for.
Yeah.
They don't have the other asshole's name.
Right.
Go ahead.
The lovely Courtney, by the way, serving us our drinks. The number, and that's a frozen margarita being fixed in the blender over there. The number, in case you care to call them and tell them that I am not the Jeremy White that they are looking for.
I really wouldn't get this out.
Serious inquiries only, folks. Serious inquiries only.
Well, I don't want to be. Jeffrey, you're an attorney. Would I be charged with harassment if I give out this company's number that's harassing me?
Not if you. Harassment doesn't. Don't worry about being charged with harassment. We can take care of that.
Okay, I'm just putting out a number.
No, here's what you do. You just say. If you have any serious inquiries only, just serious inquiries
for
this business,
only.
You should give them a call and chat with them.
I say, hey, this is Jeremy White. What are you wearing?
If that's a serious inquiry.
If it's a serious inquiry.
Y'all are doing this wrong. You need to call and say, I just want to make sure that I don't get a series of harassing phone calls like Jeremy White did. So what proper procedure do I need to have?
There you go. Yeah.
There you go.
It's 318-807-6312. Again, the number is area code 318-807-6312.
318 is Monroe now?
318 is North Louisiana.
It's everything.
That's North Louisiana.
It's anything in Yankee territory.
Right. Monroe, Shreveport, Alexandria.
337 is just Lafayette.
337 is Lafayette Lake Charles. Correct.
Jeremy, do you have a First Amendment right to harass somebody?
I hope so. Otherwise, I'm fucked. The First Amendment does cover me being a dick, right?
Absolutely.
That's why they wrote it. They're like, exactly. Hey, how can we be dicks?
Right.
Let's
and you
write
do
an amendment for
and
that.
And if you ever watch Penn and Teller Showtime shows, Penn and Teller Bullshit, they never ever call somebody a liar or a cheat or anything like that. They always call them assholes and motherfuckers.
Harder to litigate that.
Because that's their free speech. That's an opinion. I can call you an asshole all day long, but if I call you a liar, all of a sudden, that's a legal term, and that could be libelous.
What if I call you an unfunny prick? Not you in general, I'm just saying.
You can say that.
You know, so for example, if I was like, Jeremy White is an unfunny prick.
Allegedly. No. You can say that all you want. You can say that all you want. That's not a problem.
I'm
going to
say
opinion.
That for the next hour and a half.
Of course you will. So let's get back to the whole thing with the beatdown at Scenic and Plank.
Hate crime, not hate crime.
Because the FBI is coming in. Well, let's back up. Let's back up. Because what happened was
second degree battery. Second degree.
The problem a lot of people have is that the police responded, and they took in the main guy Dickinson with the rap sheet. They took him in, booked him, charged him with
simple
battery. And
well, he had no weapon, so
right.
It was secondary batteries if you cause unconsciousness.
Okay.
And
it is pretty. I don't want to defend these guys, but it is pretty simple to knock out a 14-year-old girl. Like,
it's very simple.
I wouldn't even have to fucking try really hard. Like, I'm pretty sure I could do it without even making a fist. If I just came across,
probably do it with that drink.
If I came across with like a good backhand or a roofie, I could knock out a 14-year-old girl pretty quick.
That's pretty simple.
Yeah,
simple battery. I like that.
I tell you what, I probably fuck up like 100, 200 14-year-old girls. Like, they could even all just attack me at the same time, and I could just fucking take them all out.
Like Jackie Chan.
That's it.
I beat the shit out of some 14-year-old girls.
But the two other guys who were involved.
You like Django.
Yeah.
Sonny Unchained. So the other two guys who were involved, and one of them hit the 14-year-old. You have an adult hitting a juvenile female. And the cops came and charged those two assholes. I can say they're assholes. That's an
opinion. Wasn't there a woman as well?
I don't know. There was a woman witness.
Okay, I thought she's witness. The one. The female and the male actually hit the wife and the daughter. What I understood.
All I know is there were two other people, and they were charged with misdemeanor summons, and they were released right there. And apparently, Dwayne White, when he was chief of police, he had those. They would have been booked into jail, not released on the scene. And now everybody's up in arms because here you have three people that went to the hospital, and two-thirds of the people who inflicted the harm were let go on the scene. And now the FBI is coming in, and they're talking about hate crime, but now Hill and Moore is basically saying, no, we'll get more bang for our buck by charging the guy as a repeat offender instead.
Habitual.
Second-degree battery is 5 years.
5 years.
And it's unconscious. It's a clear, easy case. Forget the hate crime.
Right.
Put him in jail 5 years.
The husband and the wife were both unconscious, from what I understand.
Yeah, that's what I understood, too.
And so that's, you know.
It's a no-brainer.
Yeah, it's a no-brainer. But anyway, there's a lot of hubbub. But my favorite, though, is, and you've seen it, Sonny, you can kind of tell the ethnicity of people on Facebook, Channel 9's Facebook page, or comment poster.
You can tell the IQ really fast.
Because all of a sudden, instead of saying, oh man, these animals, I can't believe these people, it's all like, well,
that's my cousin.
There's two sides to every story. We need to see the evidence.
Well, even the police kind of said that too, that we haven't heard all the facts. Not to say that the people did anything,
right.
You know,
I know they
want to
say,
it.
Well, maybe. He used a racial slur. Or maybe those girls in Cleveland were just too sexy for Ariel Castro to resist.
I saw their pictures.
I mean, maybe.
I think they were willing.
Maybe Rodney King deserved to get his ass beat. I'm just saying maybe.
He was drunk.
There's a lot of maybes out
Rodney
there.
Rodney King was on crack.
PCP and crack.
If Dwayne White was still a police chief, maybe there'd have been a policeman sitting in a park lot.
Yeah, maybe. Maybe. There's a lot of maybes out there.
From what I read, that the original guy was going to take him in, and then a higher grade detective came out and said no. That's what I read.
I've heard that same thing too. And there's a lot to be read into it, and I'm sure there's a lot that's going to come out in the wash.
I do like that they gave it to him like a speeding ticket, though. They were just like, "Oh, you punch this 14-year-old in the mouth, huh? Well, here's a ticket for running the stop sign. You just go ahead and head on home."
Yeah, because to me it seems like even if punching two adults doesn't warrant arrest, if you're beating the shit out of a kid in a gas station parking lot, if it's your own, they're going
to
take you to jail.
They definitely should have charged him with cruelty.
I mean, I have beat my kid in Walmart, and they want to pack you to jail. They act like you're a bad parent.
I beat somebody else's kid in Walmart.
Now, we got into a little discussion, and you're a new grandmother, Stephanie.
I am.
And you have two sons.
Yes. We prefer the term GILF here.
GILF, exactly. A GILF. And your son, I see the stuff you post on Facebook, and it fucking cracks me up. And I'm like, she's making this shit up. No. And you're not. You're not making this shit up. I love the... What were you saying about... You're from Livingston Parish.
Right. And I grew up in Baker.
Grew up in Baker.
So I got my ass beat for being white the first 10 years of my life.
Right.
Essentially.
Okay.
We moved to Zachary when I was a little older. But my life is like way different from my children because I grew up... You know, Baton Rouge is like 50%, I would think.
Right.
White and black split. And Baker is more skewed. It was probably at that time about 80, 20, right. 70, 30. Anyway, my kid was 3 years old, and I took him to the zoo. And when he was a year old, we moved to Livingston Parish. Mm-hmm. And he literally, like, seeing a black person was a novelty to him. Mm-hmm. We go into McDonald's, and we're ordering food, and I'm with a girlfriend of mine who's actually from Baker. And we've got our little boys, and this older black gentleman comes in, and it was a Sunday. He's in his church clothes.
Okay.
And my three-year-old says, Mama, Mama, look, old black man. I love black people. Just as loud as you can get in the whole freaking McDonald's. My friend is scooting down, acting like she does not know us.
Just hiding.
Hiding her face. And it's like, you know, everybody's looking at me like, you know, do something with your fucking Brad. And I mean, I was like, what do you want me to do? He likes black people. He's excited.
What would you rather he say? Oh, look at that.
We live in Walker. He's 3 years old and never seen a black person. You know what
I mean? At least he called him a black person better than what Nick might call him.
True.
What would Nick call him?
He's the only one I know of that's dropped the N word on this podcast that wasn't black.
I don't know what you're talking about.
I got a bust.
Jeremy White is an unfunny prick.
But, I mean, there are worse things that your son could have said.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah. So trust it's like, me. Well, I'm not going to beat him. And, you know, the old guy thought it was pretty funny. He kind of laughed about it. But, yeah, like, everybody in this whole fucking McDonald's turned around and looked at us. And we were, like, the only white people.
Like, the needle came off the record.
Hi, we love you, black people. Sorry about that. My kid's just exuberant about color.
My experience in life was a little different. I remember the first time one of my black friends was like, hey, I need you to hide this gun for me for a couple days.
Oh, you lived in Charlotte then?
Yeah, I did. I went to Bel Air.
Oh, really? Yeah, exactly. Okay.
Of course.
Makes sense.
In his defense, though, it's only because one of my white... Ooh, I think I just hit puberty there. It's only because, like, one of my white friends had asked me, hey, I need you to hold this gun for me for a couple days. I'm like, yeah, all right, just throw it under the seat. You know, had I only realized, wait a minute... If he wants me to hold this gun for him and I'm just going to hide it in my car, I'm probably going to catch a body with this thing.
Yeah.
But, you know, you live and you learn. It was the 90s. It was a different time.
It was a different time.
Motherfuckers got shot.
It was a pre-9/11 world.
Yeah. They say children speak the truth.
They do.
Children speak the truth. They do.
And we spoke the truth, talk shit, get shot. So.
And Pfizer all loves black people. Maybe everybody loves black people, too.
No, not everybody loves black people.
There's a study out saying that babies are racist.
I know Jeremy White loves them with his wife on video, apparently.
Hey, speaking of which, that's a great segue, Sonny. We have our first live read from a sponsor.
Do you like black penis?
They've got them. They've got them over at Grand Cinema Station. They have it on the wall.
Wait,
they really do. They do. Our friends at Grand Cinema Station, great folks over there. They've gone completely adult, and they have a huge selection. And they also have a huge black dildo on the wall.
How convenient! Because you can get a knife at the same time get an adult DVD.
I was gonna say, Sonny.
Well, I was gonna say I wasn't sure about this, but now that I know I can get a knife with it.
They have swords, knives, hunting, military knives, and. Remember last week you said you would want a Roman war helmet, a certain former?
Yeah.
They have Roman war helmets there.
Is that a euphemism?
Is that a
euphemism?
Like, yeah, like a real helmet. Like a real helmet. Spartan and Roman war helmet.
Like Marvin the Martian?
With the piece that comes down over the nose.
I don't want to interrupt, but I think Jeremy misunderstood me whenever I said I'd like to give somebody a Roman war helmet.
No, exactly. No, I'm saying you could wear a Roman war helmet while giving him a Roman war helmet.
Well, if I could wear one while giving him,
it would be super meta.
That would be like wearing, I used to have a starter jacket. Uh-huh. It had two hoods on it. So, like, you could have one hood on and one hood down for the hood you're wearing and the hood you represent.
There you go. I like that.
If I could Roman war helmet while Roman war helmeting and buy a knife, What?
They've got a great selection.
And pick up some of Edie's favorite adult films?
They've got it all. They've got it all.
Marijuana. They got any of that there?
No, they don't have that there. No,
not yet.
No, they do not
it's
have
not
that.
It's not a head and head
it's
shot.
It's not a head shot. You only get one kind of head. All right, not the other. But it's a fantasy and couple store now. And
especially if you like
exactly
knife fantasies.
And look, the toys, they have all sorts fantasies? Of toys in there.
Not anything to do with military knives.
They've got also your lubes, lotions, creams, pills.
My fantasy is there's
candles.
A man standing at my sink washing dishes after he just cooked. That's my fantasy.
There you go.
I don't cook and wash dishes, but I do pick up dinner and wash dishes.
Name a sex toy, and I bet you they got it. Name a sex toy, and I bet you they got it.
Rabbit. Well,
that was
rabbit.
Me.
Rabbit.
That's
they,
what
I mean, what size you want. They got it all. What color you want.
Well, I'll find a woman that likes it when it does this. I've never found
For those of you at home,
if she can do it like
that's
that.
A circular gyrator.
A whirly bird. A whirly bird. He's doing robo gyro.
I'm not sure what you're going to do with that.
They've got just, if you can name it, they got it. And if they ain't got it, they can get it. So
double fist. Rubber double fist.
I don't think they have the double fist. They do have they do have the double dongs.
I want it to look like two mallets taped together.
I bet you they can get it for you.
They can find it?
I bet you they can find it. And they have
can you get a fist given the thumbs up?
I woke up one child with a black dildo in my face that had balls and everything.
Hair?
No, but no hair. It had the ball part.
Was it there when you went to sleep?
No. This black girl did this to me. Like, I was always messing with her. And
by black girl, do you mean guy? And by dildo, do you mean penis? And by wake up,
I mean
star in a film?
African-American, how you say it? African-American female lesbian. So she, like, hit all.
She hit all.
Yeah.
Okay.
All the
Hang on, wait. I don't want to interrupt the live read again, but can you tell the story again, only slower?
I woke up. All right,
I'm
black.
Done. I'm good. I'm finished.
Dildo.
You're good. Okay, Sonny's good. All right.
You had me.
Why does
woke
a dildo up. Need balls, though?
To
I'm just wondering. I don't have any.
If they swing, I could see
yeah,
that.
Yeah, they saw swinging balls.
No. They were like foamy.
Because balls that swing.
That's some of the
yeah, some girls. If they really swing, that adds a little something. The girls kind of like.
Well, they were trying to play a joke on me, and I was like kind of taking a nap, and I woke up, and it was laying on my pillow next to me, and I'm like, I just peeped my eye, and like. Didn't laugh, nothing. I said, get the fucking black dildo out of my face.
I like the fact that she wasn't shocked by it.
I was not.
You can find her at Grand Cinema Station.
Grand Cinema Station. They're open 12 to 6:30, Monday through Thursday. And they are, let's see, they're closed on Sunday. And Friday and Saturday, they're open from noon to 10 on Friday and Saturday. They are on Florida Boulevard. Between it's 10732 Florida Boulevard between Sharp and Sherwood, behind the Popeyes.
So I can get me some chicken and a rape kit.
Well,
not a rape kit,
but if
I mean,
you like, they have fetish. They have fetish stuff in there. It's for consenting adults.
If you want a Sibian machine.
Mm-hmm.
A what?
A Sibian.
A Sibian is like a rideable. It's like
you sit on it. It's like a saddle.
How do you
with
not
dildo.
Know what a Sibian is?
I don't know. I'm the grandma.
And it's got a
I'm
dial.
The breeder here. Yeah. How do I know?
Motherfucker, don't act like you just woke up this morning.
No, I'm serious. It's a Sibian.
Imagine a saddle.
It looks like a saddle.
Okay.
It looks like a saddle
with a dildo coming up.
It looks like a saddle. Only the saddle horn isn't something that you hold on. It's something you would just kind of sit on, and it's got like
a dial.
It's got a dial and it's got like a kickstart motor in it.
Get the fuck out! Really.
And you can either control it yourself or you can let someone else.
How long are they?
Kind of like you're at Gillies and they're trying to throw you.
I remember downloading Sibian videos on fucking 56K through AOL.
Oh
back
god,
in the
they've
day.
Been a long yeah. Seymour Butts did them all the time.
Yeah, basically it's a thing that a woman just kind of. It's basically you sit on it like you'd be riding somebody.
I've only been in a sex shop like twice. So that's probably.
Well, this
why.
Is a nice
since,
one. If you want to go, this is a
air,
nice one.
Since we're on the air and I can't do it justice with the motion that I make with my arms, I'll just go. That's kind of what it would be like.
Like a small engine.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I don't think it's literally a kickstart. You do have to push the rubber primer and then pull it.
It has a three-prong plug-in instead of batteries.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay.
And you like can either, when you turn it on, the lights may dim, like when you first start the dryer.
Yeah, it's drying some juice, depending on the power. And you can either handle it yourself, control it yourself, or relinquish control to someone else.
And let them video it and post it on xvideos.com.
Exactly. But seriously, if you want to go, it's a great place to shop. If you want to get legally purchased adult videos, starting at $5.99 per title, they have them all the way up, more than that.
What
but
if I
want to
have Retro
budget.
Night? And
they've
they have
got
VHS?
It. They've got They do have VHS. They do have VHS tapes there.
I'm going to get a DVD player
this
year.
They have other stuff besides that. They actually have some old vinyl records in there, too.
Oh, really?
They've got a whole bunch. It's really a great store.
Do you need a DVD player?
No, I was looking around.
I was going to say,
I have like three.
We
got Blu-ray.
I probably got one in my car. I'm a fucking hoarder of all things
We're
electronic.
High-tech hillbillies. We got Blu-ray now.
High-tech hillbillies. That's a new reality show.
Yes.
And also, they have a discount. Two DVDs, you get 5% off. Three DVDs, or titles, 10% off.
Tell me what the Jeremy.
15% off of four titles or more. Yes.
Tell me what the Jeremy White special.
Also, when you go in.
Four black male DVDs. And that's M-A-L-E, not M-A-I-L.
Also, if you want to get a big laugh, go in there and ask for the Grand Cinema Station mascot. Just to take a look at it. It's there for display only. You will laugh your ass off when you see it.
All right, I'm in.
I promise you.
It's a unicorn with a dildo right there.
No, it's about 2.5 feet long, just a big old floppy dildo.
That's probably what I woke up to that time.
It's like the Sears Tower of dildos with
Jesus.
A suction. It's huge. It's just
got
for
your
display.
Attention,
it's, for it's for display purposes only.
Jesus.
Yeah.
It's like a fucking
wiffle
ball bat.
I almost said something so disgusting that it was going to disgust myself. I would like want to smell it and make sure nobody had ever used it.
Oh yeah, everything they sell is clean, is in the box.
No, I'm talking about the mascot.
No, that's why they say it's not for sale. They put a note on there, it's not for sale, it's just the mascot. Yeah. Because I don't know
where this glitter lube came from.
Yeah. But it's a great store. I mean, I've been to some other ones, and this one here, you feel kind of comfortable, whereas some other ones, it's like in the open, and you feel like people are watching you. This one, it's a lot more comfortable.
Yeah, I don't know. I might be in Guitar Center. I don't know. I could be in the Army Surplus Store. I don't know. I'm just in this parking lot hanging out.
Exactly.
Is the Army Surplus Store
free
still
candy?
There? No, it's a car accessory shop now, isn't it?
Right.
Like mutters and shit.
Yeah, and that's the other thing is it's a little bit off of Florida Boulevard. So if you do park there, it's not going to be totally obvious.
You could be a Popeyes. You could be a Guitar Center.
Yeah.
Wherever.
Yeah, mm-hmm. Not like some places where it's right there in airline and somebody driving by and say, oh, so is it in the set.
I accidentally turned into the wrong parking
lot. I bet it would be fun to just walk in there and like act like you work there and judge people.
Why would you do that?
Because, I don't know, I'm easily amused.
I'm glad I masturbate quickly. There's no time for people to get disappointed.
Oh, man. So... All right. Well, let's go ahead and get back to our other topics. What else did we want to talk about today? Oh. You wanted to talk about Fat O.J. Simpson.
Oh yeah.
Yeah. So there's O.J. Simpson is apparently hasn't had a chance to run through airports lately, so he's put on some weight. He's been eating well in prison.
What is it? I don't remember. I can't.
O.J. now stands for overweight, Jack.
I don't remember where I read it, so I can't give proper credit, but it's not my line, but it was OJ put down the knife and picked up the fork.
Yeah. I like that.
It might have been Jim Rohn, but damn it, that made me laugh.
That's funny. Well, he's put on some weight, and I mean, it's prison.
If he ate it, right?
What's that?
If he ate it. Didn't he have that book, If I Did It?
If
I ate it.
Yeah.
You gonna eat that cornbread?
Yeah, I still can't believe they still haven't found the real killers for... You know, Nicole and
I liked
Rob.
How it was, since OJ wasn't allowed to make money off of it, the dad, Ron Goldman, he got to publish the book and take all the money.
Right.
And he put if in like a 3 font, and then I did it in like a 74 font.
That's a true fact.
That was awesome.
That's pretty cool. I like that.
I've done the same thing though.
That's like I'm thinking about doing a book called "This Book Is a Conspiracy Book."
By Alex Jones?
No, by me. Just a book about conspiracies, but it's going to be called "This Book Is a Conspiracy Book," but the last word is like in a, like you said, 2.5 point font, and the main title is just "This Book Is a Conspiracy."
Hadn't had to do this in a while. Just have a moment of silence for that joke.
There you go.
Jump to conclusions. Get it?
It's a mat.
You jump.
It says jump to conclusions.
Oof. Damn, son.
It's a coffee table book about coffee tables.
And it stands up.
And it stands up. It's a coffee table. It's got legs. Speaking of fat people, did you see? I sent y'all the link. I'll post it on the website. The chick who is blowing herself up with the help of her boyfriend to be a fetish model.
Yes.
And she's put on.
And she's like, she eats
100.
I read what she ate. Like,
it's every ridiculous.
Day. Like, there's no way.
It's ridiculous what she's eating.
How much does she weigh?
She's gained like 105 pounds 105, or something.
She's gained over 100 pounds.
In they like showed 5
her,
months.
They showed her eating with a funnel.
Jesus.
Like, she can't stop it. And I guess they put it down in a way where she can't barf it back up.
How much did she weigh before?
She was normal.
Oh, she was normal, like 120. Like, she always thought of herself as fat, like 90% of most women do. But she wasn't fat.
So, wait a minute. She was 120.
She wants to get to 405 or something like that?
Thank God. Because I thought you were just going to leave it there. I was like, if she's 120 and put on 105 pounds to be a fat model, I must be a fucking disgusting model because I'm 260.
I think she wants to get to 4 or something.
That sounds about right. She's trying to put on weight.
What you want to do is have your fupa.
Yeah, she's got a good
hang
size.
Hang the appropriate amount down your thigh.
Fupa?
Your fat upper pussy area.
You never heard of a fupa?
It's called a bunt.
Bunt, fupa, same thing.
I like bunt.
I like fupa because I like acronyms.
I like fupa.
I like bunt because it's like cunt, but it's with your belly.
True,
so bunt.
But bunt, of course, you know, has other meanings, like in baseball.
I would think
of a
cake.
And a bunt cake.
Yeah.
Whereas fupa, there's no ambiguity. When you say fupa, everyone knows. Oh, you're talking
people
about...
People might think you mean fubu, but either they mean the same thing, right?
Right. So she wants to gain 200 pounds. So she's about halfway there. So she wants to eventually get a little
God
over
God bless for having a goal.
Right. Her name is Tammy... Is it Jung or Young?
I would think Young, like Young, Carl
Young. Not Carl Young. J-U-N-J.
G-H?
No. She's white. She's blonde.
There she is.
She's actually pretty, and she's put on weight. She's dressed like Wonder Woman in a bikini with her, you know, her fat ass right there. No.
She's one of those fat people that doesn't have dimples. I think if I got that big, I would just be dimply.
Yeah. Well, she's putting away like 5,000 calories a day, and her boyfriend's helping her out. His name is Johan Uberman.
It's not going anywhere I expected it to go.
No. She says, I start the day with a huge breakfast of waffles, cream cheese, bacon, and sausage. Then I head to McDonald's for a few burgers in the afternoon. I can snack on cheese all day. A couple of blocks is no problem. Then for dinner, I'll either eat pizzas or make Mexican food. And when she's too tired to lift her arms, because she's got a lot of fat getting on them, and she eats a lot, that's when her boyfriend prepares a weight gain shake using heavy whipped cream and a whole tub of ice cream, then feeds it to her through a funnel.
Jesus.
Is there anything healthy you can put in your body that goes through a funnel?
I don't think so.
Anything in a funnel is not big.
It's usually
alcohol,
gonna get you to rehab.
Food, human excrement, whatever. It's not healthy for you if it goes through a funnel.
I don't understand, like, I don't fucking understand anything about any of this.
Yeah.
Why are we talking about this?
Yeah, why can't she get her fucking throat cut in a gas station parking lot?
McDonald's hamburgers. I would like to, like, complain about McDonald's right now because they got rid of my favorite hamburger.
What did they get?
The Angus.
The black
bacon.
Angus.
Yes. It's gone.
But are they going to bring it back like the rib?
Nope. Nope, I asked.
No.
Not bringing it back.
But anyway, the reason she's doing this is...
It went the way of the McCrisp.
The McWhaler.
Oh. She's trying to do this for her fetish site, and she expects to earn $3,100 a month doing this shit. And she's originally from Los Angeles.
So wait, she wants to earn $36,000 a year? Why doesn't she just go be a goddamn teacher?
$36,000 a year will not cover her medical bills when she weighs 400
fucking
pounds.
Well, that's why we have Obamacare.
Grocery bill. We'll cover her grocery bill.
Exactly. Yeah. She says the funnel forces her to drink the shake even when she's full after a day of eating.
It takes a while to stretch your stomach out. I know because, like, they had to remove a lot of mine mm-hmm. when I was sick.
Oh, really?
Yeah. I had, like, a quarter of a stomach. That's why I stay small. But it hurts to stretch it out. I can't even imagine gaining that much weight in
yeah,
5 months.
Yeah, I've had girls tell me that same thing.
That's
a big
painful.
Penis joke, ladies. That's a large penis joke.
There you go. There you go. All right, since you're, Stephanie is our music snob, let's talk about music in songs that you absolutely fucking hate. I'm talking to like a song when it comes on the radio.
I hate Maroon 5.
You can't, you pull a muscle trying to change the radio station or Spotify.
Right now, it's probably Maroon
skip.
5.
Anything by Maroon 5.
Yeah, his voice is too fucking high.
Anything else?
It messes up with my brain frequency.
Okay.
What else?
Mine is anything by...
Kesha?
Kesha, yeah, but I can tolerate her shit because I find it somewhat comical lots of times. But UB40? Anything?
Oh, yeah.
Anything by UB40?
How about this? How about anything by any white reggae
Rasta,
group?
Yeah.
White reggae, in, yeah.
If you're a white dude's doing reggae...
Not only are you white, but you're a fucking redhead.
Well, what about Snow? What about the rapper Snow?
That's true, I do like Snow.
You like Snow.
I do like Snow.
And tell us about Snow again for those that aren't...
old.
Yeah, that aren't familiar with Snow.
Snow was a white rapper who was born in a section of Toronto.
I was going to say, wasn't he Canadian?
Yeah, he's from Toronto, but he lived in the, like, all-Jamaican neighborhood in Toronto.
So he grew up talking with the Canadian accent, talking like this...
Everybody,
what's it all about, man?
Everybody in his neighborhood, everybody he went to school with, they all talked like that in this one neighborhood in Toronto. And so he really did, like, he thought it was like Steve Martin and the Jerk. He was like, you mean I'm not black? I'm not Jamaican?
We need to mix the Canadian and Jamaican accent.
That would be very, very strange.
Sonny, what's your...
I don't know, there's too much shit that I hate.
I'm talking about The Spies.
Eagles.
Absolutely fucking despise.
How about
The Doors? I hate The Doors.
Really?
Yes, and nobody ever believes that.
And I don't like The Doors
either.
You
don't have goddamn organ music in rock and roll. You just don't. Anything with an organ.
I don't like The Doors, and you know what else I don't like? I don't like Bob Dylan.
I don't like The Doors. The Doors have been gone for 50 years.
They're
gone.
Well, the argument with the organ, though, a lot of people have the same argument about a flute. And
I don't like them either.
The best,
Jethro Tull
with the flute.
Fuck them and that flute.
The only reason the Doors are fucking legendary and iconic is because he died.
Well,
if he wouldn't have fucking died, they'd be doing Doors music in a fucking Volvo commercial right now.
That's the only reason why you have
Hendrix
60,
is still popular.
Right. It's the only reason 16-year-old girls call him the greatest poet.
I hate Sticks. Ever. I hate Sticks.
Yeah,
Sticks. Early Sticks was all right.
Kurt Cobain was alive right now, he'd probably fucking have like a pot belly and doing a show in Vegas.
Yeah,
dying is the best fucking thing to ever happen to musicians because you have that one just stellar album,
right?
And then you die. What musician's first album wasn't their best album? They had their
better when
they're
dead.
Yeah, well, no, the musicians they had their entire life to work on that first album, and it comes out and it's just like, oh my god, this is gonna change music.
But that wasn't. They didn't get famous with their first album. They got famous with their second.
Come on, son.
The one song though that really gets me that I've already mentioned it on the show before is "Blinded by the Light."
Like a douche.
Manfred Mann. I know it's about cocaine. It makes me want to not
about
ever. Yeah, apparently.
You know what
else? And it's
is?
Like the worst
cocaine.
Fucking,
I had no idea.
It makes cocaine seem like the lamest fucking drug on earth. If that song is about cocaine, they play fucking chopsticks in the middle of the fucking song. Chopsticks.
When that song comes on, I do get angry.
It's horrible.
That is one of the songs that
in fact, there are songs that are against.
I used to feel that way about like all Springsteen songs,
yeah,
too, but they've kind of grown on me.
Fucking hate.
As I get a little older,
I
can deal with it.
Hang on. I like Glory Days.
Uh-huh. Born in the USA.
Fuck Born in the USA.
That's where Glory Days is on that album.
I don't like the song Born in the USA. Okay.
Well,
yeah.
The only Springsteen song I like is Glory Days. All the rest of the, other than that, Bruce Springsteen can go fuck himself. We get it. You're from Jersey and you work in a factory. Go fuck yourself.
Everybody,
Born in the USA is not even this patriotic song that like everybody. It's like, I was born in this. That's not what it's about.
Have you noticed that most people from Jersey who have bands suck?
Bon Jovi?
Bon Jovi. Isn't that where the Goo Goo Dolls are from, or are they New York?
Bon Jovi didn't start out sucking. Bon Jovi in the late 80s, he's pretty fucking awesome. Now, Bon Jovi now, with the Jennifer Aniston haircut...
Well, they're on CMT, they're almost straight country.
And the arena, part arena team owner.
Yeah.
Doesn't he own a...
Yeah, he owns an arena football team.
Yeah, he does. No. The one in Philadelphia, the... What are they called?
All right, so we were talking... Anything else on music? Because I was in...
I hate Bob Dylan.
Oh, Hootie and Hootie.
Yeah.
I hate Hootie.
I'm tired of all music.
I'm blacker than Hootie.
There's a lot of horrible shit. And the thing is, you run across people who are genuinely good and have talent, and they get they get no publicity. They don't get any play on the radio, and you're like, what the fuck is wrong? Because it's just...
The
world fucking sucks.
Yeah.
So, well, I was in Miami this weekend, and it was pretty fun. I did see like the Cuban version of Coco, you know, from Ice Tea Loves Coco.
Nice.
Yeah, she had like a.
Is she on the Real Housewives of Miami? Yeah.
I just saw somebody. I was at a little football thing, and they were on the field working some games, and they had a like apparently a mom or an aunt.
Is she the crazy flip? Bird off lady?
They had no, but oh my god, yeah, the lady who flipped off LeBron as they were going off. Not LeBron.
It was, how do you say his name?
Joakim Noah.
Thank you. I can't say it.
Yeah. Yeah, Joakim Noah looks like he's in the middle
of
transition.
Isn't he married to like one of the Victoria's Secret chicks?
I don't know.
The really, really, really hot dark hair.
He is one ugly motherfucker.
His dad was beautiful too.
Miranda Kerr.
He's an
ugly
motherfucker.
Noah in the Ark. That was his father.
So, anyway, we saw a lot of las culos grandes down there.
Did you drink some Cuban coffee?
Giant pants.
There you go.
Large assholes.
Not assholes, but just
nice.
Big asses. Yeah. Jermaine, our friend Jermaine Jingles would have been flipping out every 5 minutes. Oh god. But this one woman in particular, she was sitting there watching.
Do you think
the
they were all real?
Oh yeah. Okay. Oh yeah. This one woman, she was sitting there. She had like the fluorescent colored top and the matching shoes, like fluorescent green, like DOT uses to spray on curbs and shit. And the rest was like this fleece material. She had like purplish hair, big titties. And when she got up, she had luggage, like a huge ass in tow behind her. And like I said, she was like the Cuban version of Coco. But the guy that she was with was not Ice-T. He looked more like the Cuban Kool-Aid man.
I bet he had some scratch. The
Cuban Kool-Aid.
He was big and fat.
And he was red. And
he broke through a wall.
And he had a handle on his right side.
He could have broken through a wall.
He was made of glass.
Oh, see.
North South Beach?
No, we thought about going to South Beach on Saturday night, but it was like a half hour away, and everybody was saying
they were poor.
Yeah, everybody was like,
"Yeah." And come on, son, who's gonna let Jeremy White into a club?
Exactly. They only let the beautiful people in, and $20 for a drink, like just a well drink or
Jesus
a beer.
Jesus Christ, Vegas is only like 16.
It's ridiculous. They say on South Beach, it's just like, well, fuck that.
We watched
NASCAR and drank bourbon and scotch instead. And talked about prostate exams.
So how often are you supposed to check out your prostate? Do you do it yourself?
I'm over 40.
You stick your finger in your butt?
I haven't reached the age where I need a prostate exam yet.
The guys were talking about how they had to get a prostate exam for, you know, to get something prescribed to them. And
what, Valium?
So they put a Cipro. Tube up there? One of them's a firefighter. I don't know. He needed Cipro. I don't know what it was, but he needed to get...
I knew it was chlamydia.
And well, the thing was, they said when you get the prostate exam, it makes you feel like you're about to jizz on yourself.
Well, I look, and you do jizz on yourself when you do it right.
Right, and so they were talking about how it's like, it's like when Dave Attell said on stage one time, he says, "Ladies, what's the deal with the finger in the ass? And why does it cost $50?" So they're saying it makes you want to jizz on yourself. And then one of the other guys I was with, he said, "Yeah," he says, "I had one time, I sneezed." I was like, "Are you sure that was snot that came out your nose?"
Jesus.
Yeah.
High pressure.
Anyway.
I had to pay $20, speaking of anuses. I had to.
I like where this is going already.
You're not going to like where it ends up. I had to pay $20 for the vet to
anal glands?
Yeah.
To have them expressed?
Yes, because I have chihuahuas. And I'm like, seriously?
You can do that yourself,
I know. I didn't know. I don't know how to do it, and I'm not going to learn.
Edie can tell you. She worked for a vet for 5 years.
Let me just tell you this. It's worth the $20.
I've had two boys. I've had a suppository shot in my eye before. From a 9-year-old butthole. I really don't even want to get near a dog.
Edie expresses my glands all the time.
Don't sneeze.
I could have gone my whole fucking life.
Edie probably could go his whole fucking life.
Is she doing it with a black dildo with hard rubber balls?
But wouldn't you say that's comparable to a street blowjob is about $20? I don't know. I've never gotten a blowjob.
I've never
paid for one.
I've never gotten a street blowjob.
Depends on if she's got
teeth or
not. Depends on
what she's talking about, narc.
Seems like you would get more.
No teeth.
That's entrapment.
No teeth means you can charge more.
Anyway, I just thought that was ridiculous. $20.
$20 for them to squeeze your dog's butt.
Right.
They can get very rank.
Yeah. His mouth already smells bad enough. I don't know what's.
And that happens on indoor dogs because they don't.
And they said a smaller dog. Right. They said smaller dogs can't do it on their own. Like bigger dogs will do it themselves.
Yeah,
that's
what they're doing a lot of times when they're rubbing their butt on the carpet. It's either that or they might have worms.
Yeah, we've got worms.
Do y'all have worms?
Mm-mm. I was just thinking about Dumb and Dumber. We got worms.
Oh, I missed the reference completely.
Shaggin' Wagon.
Okay, all right. So how's life in Livingston Parish?
It's good.
We don't meet you kinds of people that often, so...
I am those kind of people. I've been out there since 1994. That's almost 20 years.
It is.
It's a big difference from when I first moved out there. You would go to... They had Del Champs back then, and if you weren't the sexiest motherfucker alive in there, something was wrong.
Really?
Yes. It was a lot more diverse. It was that bad.
Wow.
Now they go to, the corners of the parish.
There's a lot more incest
pumpkin
out there back in 94.
Yeah, there's a whole new white flight gene pool out there, really. I think if I had to, guess out of all my son's friends, we've probably been out there about average.
So you've got a gene pool now, not a gene puddle.
Right.
Yeah, it was a little scary back then. I was in Baton Rouge back then. Never really went to Livingston Parish. Mm-hmm.
Me either.
Baton Rouge really is the old mall now.
It's really
the It is.
Baton Rouge is the Cortana.
I'll let y'all know something later.
Louisiana.
Because Baton Rouge Parish.
Greater Baton Rouge.
Yes, we are at Baton Rouge proper.
My son will be graduating from Del Springs High School Friday, so I'll let y'all know there'll be a stadium full.
Yeah,
folks.
Are you gonna do like some folks do and just you've talked about this before about how some folks when they go to a graduation it's like, oh my god, my baby just cured cancer.
Yeah, I've been somewhere.
Yeah, it's not a high school I've been to high school graduations where you'd think it was like they were graduating from Harvard. It's like, whoa, slow down, motherfucker. He graduated from Glen Oaks.
He didn't score six touchdowns in the Super Bowl.
Yeah.
All right.
Yeah.
He got a high school fucking diploma.
He passed math at Glen Oaks finally.
Yeah, exactly.
Northdale.
Yeah. So are you going to do that for your
kids? I'm very glad that he did finish. He came to me with some scary news last spring.
You're not going to make big signs and blow air horns?
No, but I will tell you this. My son's child will be at his high school graduation.
Your son's child.
So we do belong in the LP. I don't care what anybody says. That's our ticket in.
So your son is what, 17
My
or 18?
My son is 17, yes.
And y'all have an adorable...
5-month-old.
Your granddaughter.
4 month old. Wait, 5 month old, yeah.
5 months mm-hmm. old.
I was this fucking kid.
January 1st is her birthday. How hard is that?
On huh? January 1st? Wow. Mm-hmm. January
1st. Where the fuck did you go to high school? You can't figure out January 1st birthday in May.
You want to know where I went? The top district in the state.
Jesus.
Zachary.
We're all fucked.
Well, it wasn't top back then, was it?
Yeah. Well, if you separated them out back then.
Back
yeah.
then, yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
Okay.
But anyway, no, we're going to act like we've been somewhere. I'm really happy. You know, some kids, you just, like, have to be that happy when they finish. And with him, it's been a battle.
So, your other son...
Yes. We were sitting in the doctor's office.
You're saying he's a little more...
Well, like, He almost got charged earlier this year after Christmas. He got knocked out from behind at school.
Wait a minute. Was it Dickinson? Was it this guy?
No.
Was he
no,
a
scenic no.
and plant
He was not
gas?
At a gas station. No, he was, like, walking down the hall, you know, and this kid, a 14, 15-year-old kid, hit him from behind and knocked him out.
What?
Because he had threatened him and told him he was going to effing kill him on Instagram. So, like... I have the school calling me, telling me that he could face terroristic threat charges.
What?
So
terroristic.
You know what I never got charged with?
Terrorism.
Terroristic threats.
Stay on
wow.
the podcast
a
longer.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So anyway, the school's like, you know, you can go ahead and press charges against this kid for battery, but they can press charges on your kids for making threats. So basically
I put a kid
what
in the
happened,
hospital and I never got called
yeah,
a terrorist.
Basically, we kind of like let the school handle it. The kid got expelled. My son got suspended. He had already been suspended once this year for selling skull on the school bus.
Selling what?
Selling what?
Bootleg skull on the
bootleg
school bus.
Bootleg skull.
Not yes. even real skull?
Tobacco.
He got his older brother. My other son was in on this and he's in trouble. He got in trouble for this too.
My goodness.
He got his older brother to buy the skull from him. They have these little stores. I don't know if I should say the name of them. I won't. But their initials are BS and they're all through Livingston Parish. And all right. They'll sell to minors. Like, I've turned them in because they
what?
Were selling. Yeah. They sold them a roll of skull and, like, no profit margin whatsoever. He was selling on the school bus to kids.
Like, for the same price he
for
bought
For the
it?
Same price!
It's like,
if
you're
anything,
gonna,
they should have fucking suspended him for
was,
not knowing basic
dude,
economics.
I, that's what I was most
I mean,
upset
come
about.
On,
how fucked up is that? That
I mean,
I'm like,
but,
dude, you didn't
hope,
even
I hope
put a markup on it.
They enrolled your kid
it.
In remedial math as
the
soon
only,
as they saw that.
The only time you... give it away for free or not make any money or
right.
lose money is to get people hooked.
Hooked, yeah.
Right.
It's called a loss leader.
Maybe I didn't give him credit.
Like
they got busted too early.
I mean,
the kid got caught.
That's what it was.
Another kid
was.
Got caught with it and they were like, where did you get it? And of course, it comes down to my kid. So he already been suspended for that. Anyway.
Was he just
see, the problem is, see, then the problem isn't your kid. It's that fucking snitch motherfucker that
yes,
turned him
he,
in.
Yes, he got snitched. The like, kid did. I think the kid got like to a plea bargain or something where he didn't have to get
see,
suspended because he ratted my son out.
That's bullshit.
My youngest son.
Your kid needs to take his business to 70805. Is what he needs to do.
Well, you know,
no
his daddy graduated
there.
From Bel Air, so it wouldn't
I
be a stretch.
Graduated from Bel Air.
I know we already
son.
Just said that. But
when
anyway,
did his daddy graduate?
90.
Oh.
And then he had a brother in 98.
I'll ask you off air what his brother's name was.
Huh?
I'll ask you off air what his brother's
okay.
name was.
Anyway, my son, where was I? Oh, yeah, he got his phone back. And I told him, I was like, this is the condition of you getting your phone back. You are to give me the password, which, anybody want to guess what his password is?
Dick,
no.
pussy, titties.
6969. Okay.
Of course.
That was my next one.
He's like, can I turn the air up, Mom? On 69, everything's 69. He's like Billy fucking Madison.
Everything
is 69. Yes.
Really?
He's like, I don't know. He told me last year at the end of the school year, he said, Mom, you might get a call from the principal. And I'm like, why? He's like, well, I was humping a wall in the cafeteria and they got it on camera.
Humping
now who
a
does
wall.
This?
Humping a wall.
Who does this? Like
my first girlfriend.
He's
every the, how old is he?
He's 13. He's a fucking
every
clown.
Fucking 13-year-old dude I've ever known.
He's like Mom.
Shit.
He was like Mom. Everybody was laughing, you know, and like I was the class clown
I got news
too,
for your
so
son. It doesn't get any better.
I've got news for me.
At 35, I'll find myself sitting there on the computer. I'm reading George
his dad,
report. And I'm just
I could
like,
be
God
doing
damn
dishes,
it,
and his dad would be behind me like
yeah.
this. It's never gonna
just
stop. It's never going to stop.
Yeah,
but anyway.
Allison's been cooking before, and I'll just walk up behind her and just, like, lean my cock
up against
her.
He got his phone back. He got his phone back. Y'all, he got his phone back. And we're sitting in the doctor's office. He was sick last week, and I said, let me see that while he got it out. He's like, seriously? I was like, yeah, seriously, I told you I was going to check it from time to time. He's like, oh, all right, well, you might as well just keep it then. And I was like, are you serious?
What did he have?
He's like, please, Mom, just let me take one thing off. I was like, one thing?
One thing?
Well, he never said what the one thing was, but I'm not, like, a geophysicist or anything, but, you know, that was my... I think he took a weenie selfie.
A weenie selfie?
Yeah.
Mm.
But, well, if you didn't even... Okay, I thought you actually discovered this thing. Like,
No.
He could have, like, a picture of some weed or some bootleg skull on there. You don't know if this motherfucker's laying
trap. No, I'm pretty sure.
Mothers know about this shit.
Like, the reaction I got out of him, I felt so bad for him that I, like, really didn't fuss about it.
Can you imagine how... What a beating that is there? I need to fucking meet your kid and teach him how to put on a poker face.
But do you know what a beating that must have been for a 13-year-old boy to have to, like, be like, I need to erase my... penis picture off before my mom looks at it. Like, I couldn't imagine, like, if it was my dad and I had taken a picture of, you know, whatever, and I'm like, Dad,
hang on, say this slower.
That's all.
Tell me about you at 13 taking selfies of your
in 1983 with a Polaroid. Yeah. Anyway,
it really has gotten a lot easier to get fucking,
like,
genital.
There's no reason
women.
A 13-year-old child who has hormones so bad that he fucks the cafeteria wall in line needs to have a camera in his room. FaceTime. I don't know what they're doing. He's never getting it back.
I know what he's doing.
He's never getting... I guarantee what he's doing. I'm telling you, I can look at these... I looked at the text messages. Like, it's hilarious. If it wasn't my kid, it
would
be...
If it wasn't your kid, it
would
have been fucking awesome. But it's your kid, it's horrifying.
Well, you know, like, to an extent that your kids have a sexuality and stuff, but it's
not
something
you
want to
think about.
This is
why Sonny and I don't have kids. Because we know...
You don't... Right, you were dirty-ass little boys.
Exactly.
And you might have one.
Yeah, little boys.
Or, even worse, you'll have a daughter... Even worse, you'll have a daughter.
If I had a fucking daughter, I don't want to say murder suicide, but
no, we don't want to say that. We don't want to say that.
Oh, I got a feeling that's the only way it could possibly end.
Wow. Speaking of ending, we're gonna have to bring this to a close here, but we need to let folks know how they can reach you on social media, Stephanie Landry.
I'm under Stephanie Landry.
At Facebook and on Twitter?
It's Stephanie Chamberlain Landry. Chamberlain spelled like Wilt at Facebook. And I am Evil Steph
Steph on Twitter. So you can follow her there. And then Sonny's over there, Quotable Sonny on Twitter. He's on Facebook,
I don't think I'm just Sonny Weathers on Facebook.
Yeah.
I got on the Facebook.
He's more into FaceTime.
I got the Facebook bandwagon early enough to where I'm just Sonny Weathers. Like,
yeah.
I've changed my name so much they want me to change it to.
That's true. Landry Lady Cakes and all this other stuff. Every week you were changing your name.
Yeah,
I like it where, like, you put like a middle name where it's like a whole sentence is your middle name.
A whole sentence praising
you. I'm doing me right now.
I'm
praise Jesus, son.
Y'all, I saw one the other day. Ready to be blessed.
Go fuck yourself.
I'm Jeremy, number one player in the hood, no doubt about it, yo, White.
That's Stephanie Landry.
Yeah.
And I'm Sonny Weathers. We're gonna let Jeremy rock that shit.
We're gonna be over here jumping to conclusions.
Don't forget about our sister podcast, the Bi-Coastal Hootenanny.
Or as I like to call it, BCH.
BCH, starring Nate and Adam. And, yeah, check us out on iTunes and Stitcher, and don't forget to give us
a five-star.
Yeah,
I'll have to look it up on Stitcher since I'm a member of the Droid family now.
Yeah, Sonny's defected. He's defective and defected.
I'm like fucking Nikolai Volkov in 86. So I'm not with the Iron Sheik anymore. It's me and Hacksaw Jim Duggan.
Have you seen how bitter the Iron Sheik is still?
Well, that's because he's an
alcoholic.
He's fucking hilarious, though.
Yeah.
He's on Twitter. He's fucking hilarious.
Alcoholic, bitter people are funny.
You know what fucked me all up, though? Nikolai Volkov, not Russian. He's from Minnesota.
I believe
all of them are.
Wait a minute.
Ivan Koloff.
Next, you're going to tell me Carlos Mencia isn't really Mexican.
He's not.
What? Ivan Koloff, Nikita Koloff, the Russian nightmare. Not Russian.
No.
North Carolinian. He runs a church. He talks better English than I do.
You know who else runs a church? Bushwick Bill.
Oh yeah, I knew that too. Holy shit, Ghetto Boys, Bushwick Bill. Pastor.
Shout out, Ghetto Boys.
And you can check me out at Comic Ref on Twitter, and I'm on Facebook, and yeah.
The Red Stick on Facebook.
Don't forget to like the Red Stick. We're getting close to 1,200 likes, bitches.
Yay!
So, spread the word.
Let me know when we get to 1,300.
1,300?
Because I don't like 12.
I know you don't. That's true. We'll skip past 1,200, and we'll try to get to 1,300.
That's right, motherfuckers. Get us to 1,300. Fuck 1,200.
There you go. Sounds good. Well, this has been the Red Stick Podcast, folks. I'm Jeremy White.
I'm Sonny Edie Lights, Black Porn Stars, Silly Cecil, Jeremy Says, Weathers.
Stephanie, glad to be blessed in this Mexican place right now. I can't even tell you, Landry.
There you go. Y'all have a good week.
And JL Dubs, your host.
You gonna do next line?
Stick around, folks.